B-Pod Studios.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. Bob and LBF in the morning. This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
And let's go to the phone because we needed a player today looking for caller 11 for Veterans Day. WROR, good morning. Who is this?
Gino.
Gino, you're caller 11. You're going to play Super Smart, okay?
Yes.
Gino, where are you from?
I'm from Woburn.
From Gino, nice. From Woburn. Well, that's my wife's from Woburn. Yeah. She'll be rooting for you.
So, you know who my wife is?
Who's your wife?
My wife is Paula from the icing on the cake.
Oh
my God.
Are you serious?
Icing on the cake.
Her cake that she made me was amazing.
Oh my God. That you must just be a happy-go-lucky guy. You never worry about your next cakes coming from. Mm-mm.
I am trapped.
Well, you know, you live with a baker. It's going to happen. But anyway,
Gino. Oh, my God, you're adorable. That's so funny.
Gino, what do you do when you're not eating the delicious cake that your wife makes?
I work for United Parcel Service. That's overnight lugging packages.
Oh, that's UPS, right?
Lugging packages. You are doing God's work because every time you come to my house, it's like Santa.
That's right. All right, Gino, worked all night. Okay, you still got it because here we go. We're going to give you a chance to win $1,000. All right, you know how it works. Get all 10 of these questions correct. That's what you're going to get. All right, be sure. If you're not sure, just say pass fast and we'll come back to it. Gino from Woburn, you ready?
Yes.
Let's do it.
What is 3 + 5?
8.
What candy does E.T. the extraterrestrial love?
Reese's Pieces.
What U.S. state is closest to Cuba?
Maine.
What U.S.
Florida. Okay. Florida.
What U.S. state capital is located on the Hudson River?
Albany.
Louisa May Alcott wrote this famous novel.
A pass.
True or false? Christopher Columbus introduced chickens to the New World.
True.
In Greek mythology, what did Medusa have on her head instead of hair?
Snakes.
How does Juliet die in Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet?
She bites the apple.
What's the name of the Scottish monster people claim to see in a lake?
Loch Ness Monster.
What two dogs are bred to make a puggle?
A pug and a poodle.
So close.
Louisa May Alcott wrote this famous novel at the buzzer.
Mm. Little.
I don't know.
Little Women.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I only know Big Women.
Oh, that's great, Gino.
Gino.
Yeah.
You are awesome.
That was a sequel, wasn't it?
Yeah,
Big Women. Yeah.
Yeah, after they're married 20 years.
Yeah. Gino, that's the book I'm going to read. That's great.
Oh, you're fabulous.
All right. Gino, my man, you're funny. I like it. You got 8 right. You're smart, but you didn't get super smart today. What did we miss,
right,
LBF?
But that's okay. Big Women. Louisa May Alcott.
Oh, 7?
Women.
Yeah.
Juliet died by stabbing herself in Romeo and
Juliet.
But
she could have made an apple right before.
Did, you know what I mean? So. And what two dogs are bred to make a puggle? Close. A pug and a beagle.
That makes a puggle. Okay.
Snoopy.
Well, okay,
yeah,
close.
I know, right?
All right, Gino, you're a blast. Look, stick around because we got to get all your information, but I got some good news for you. We have a $50 gift card to Not Your Average Joe's. I think there's one in Burlington right down the street, right? From you, so
yes.
You enjoy that, my man. And please tell Paula we said hi.
Give her a big hug and a kiss for me.
Right here.
Oh, Paula. Hi. Thank you so much.
For folks who missed it, Paula is the baker, and it's
icing on the cake.
Yeah.
And what town is that in? I forget.
It's right down the street from Waltham in Newton.
Oh, my God. I got to come visit you.
Seeing you soon.
Yes, no kidding, right? Bob forgot my
cake
this year.
We'll have to get some holiday treats over to the station.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Paul, you're the best.
And
Gino is fun. You guys are lucky.
Yeah, that was great. All right.
Think you're super smart? We'll pay you $1,000 if you can prove it. Sign up for Super Smart in 60 seconds at WROR.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.